and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. Today, I'm going to get a little techie with you. I know you guys don't like it. I know most of you who listen to me are attorneys, and you don't really like the tech stuff. But the tech stuff really helps you guide where you need to be from a marketing standpoint, you know, what to use, what not to use, etc., etc., etc. Before I get to the content, today is not going to be a very long episode, but it's important for you to know, as we're ending the third quarter of this year. Speaking of that, before we do get to the content, I want to remind you that our end of quarter review episode is coming up on the 28th of this month. I want you guys to stay tuned for that, because we got some really good stuff for you in store. And if you follow along, if you've been following along through this whole process, you have the sheet, but we're going to give you access to the sheet again, and we're going to keep giving you a lot of value in terms of how to really prepare your business. And this stuff is not just good for 2022. This stuff is good for 2023, 2024, and beyond and beyond and beyond. So I want you guys to take advantage of that and really, really turn this puppy up for years to come. All right, so let's get on to today's content. All right, I want you guys to be ready to actually crack the code of how to grow your practice using technology. All right, so I'm going to give you three tech tactics that your law firm needs for growth. That is the topic of today's episode. Okay, very, very important. Okay, number one, and a lot of people don't talk about this, but the number one tech tactic is multi-channel marketing. In other words, you need to be everywhere. Okay, wherever your clients are, you need to be there. And I'm not talking about television. Yes, every single client has a television. Every single client of yours has a radio that they listen to or whatever. That's all well and good, but it's not targeted. You want to be in a multi-channel marketing practice or multi-channel marketing venture that hits them because you know that that's where they hang out. Okay. So you want to place ads in front of only the people who have already done some sort of search in the last 6 to 9 months, excuse me, about your services. Not just some random guy that happened to, you know, watch the Yankee game or something, and there's a commercial that you have on TV about your services. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Or those late night, you guys ever see those late night commercials? If you know, you're watching up TV. If you're a night owl like me, I'm a night owl and a morning person, so I don't get much sleep. But if you're like me, you know, you're up at night late, and you're watching these shows, and these commercials always comes out with these personal injury attorneys and all of these, you know, you don't want that, because that's not targeted. Okay, it's not a targeted thing. For instance, I'm not in need of a personal injury attorney. And when I am in need of a personal injury attorney, you think I'm going to remember the commercial I've seen umpteen times? No, I'm going to Google it. Okay, and that's where you want to be. You want to be, but not just Google. You want to be everywhere. That's what multi-channel marketing means, you know. And you have to have a process that kind of guides you through where your ideal audience is. Okay. So that's key. You have to have the tools to show you this. And then also then you have to implement. All right. So the number one tech tactic that I want to make sure that you guys are doing is multi-channel marketing. You want to be coming up when someone is, searching for you on Alexa, searching for you on Google Assistant, searching for you. If they happen to be on social media, boom, your ad is there. If they happen to be on CNN.com, boom, your ad is there. If they happen to be on their tablet and they're playing their favorite game, and the game has advertising space, boom, your ad is there. But only because you've done an action in the past. That's the only reason why your ad's there. It's not the same like a radio ad or a TV ad. You know, that TV ad is there for everybody. But when you have an action and you have a consistent action over the past, 6, 9 months, you could do 3 months, you could do real short terms as well. It doesn't matter. That's what multi-channel marketing is. So that's the number one tactic. It's a little bit techy. And if you guys have any questions about that one, definitely give us a call, 888-416-7752, or send us an email at info@obmsllc.com. All right, number two tactic is something I don't talk about a lot, and that's LinkedIn ads, okay? There is a large, high-quality audience available on LinkedIn, and I'm sure you guys know this already, because if you're an attorney, which most people who are listening to me are, if you're an attorney, you can find high-quality audience there, right? And the great thing about LinkedIn ads is that it offers a high degree of targeted accuracy. So what does that mean? Okay. LinkedIn has finally figured out a way to really, let me give you an example. Let's just say, you're a corporate lawyer and there's been some actions, that you've heard about that, from the news or whatever, there's an action that has been taken on against several corporation. You can actually seek those people who have been in, either work for that corporation or have spoken about it in the past, through Google searches or whatever, and actually target those people with LinkedIn ads. It's a very powerful way of doing it. Like I said, it's very accurate as well. And those are highly targeted leads. You could do those searches because you know that that's happening. I mean, you could do those ads, because you know whatever actions happen. That's just one example. There are a plethora of other examples. You could search out people within LinkedIn who have hopped around and had some kind of insurance issues. Or insurance fraud issues, you could actually siphon data of people who have done searches of a particular topic within LinkedIn platform, of course, and then get them to actually see your ad. That's very targeted, very accurate, I don't talk about it much because LinkedIn ads are not the cheapest ads. Those are very expensive ads. So that's what I don't talk about as much. If you have the budget, I say do it. If you've done other stuff, you'll know by expensive what I mean by expensive. If you've done other type of advertising, when you compare it to Google, you'll see exactly what I mean by it's expensive. But it is on the upper tier of the platforms in terms of, definitely the social media platforms is definitely the highest on that one. But any other ad platform, it is high. But again, if you want more information on that, and this is a different service. This is it's more specialized, and it doesn't work for every attorney, obviously. It's good for corporate law, obviously, or if you are, let's say if you are an attorney and you're looking to partner up with something, let's say you are a bankruptcy attorney and a state attorney, and you're looking to partner up with another attorney to maybe take care of other aspects of the law that you don't do, then you maybe a referral partner. That's a good avenue that you can use on LinkedIn as well. I mean, there's a plethora of things that you can do, but just know that it's expensive, but it's very effective. And there's been more. For some reason, it's not talked about as much as the Facebook ads and the Instagram ads and TikTok. Oh, TikTok's talked about like crazy. But LinkedIn ads are very, very effective, very accurate. It is a bit of a learning curve to get it to fine tune it. But once it's fine tuned, the level of clientele that you grab from it is amazing. So the number three tech tactic is LinkedIn ads, something that we should start doing. The number three tech tactic, I touched upon it a little bit last week, but YouTube ads. YouTube ads is awesome. YouTube ads is something that's not used a lot in the law space. And I don't know why. I mean, the most you can... Just think about those TV ads that we see, late night or whatever, or maybe if the attorney has the budget, they have it on prime time. Something like that on YouTube is tremendous because it's targeted and it only shows up because you've searched for it. That's the only time it's going to show up. So that's a powerful thing. And, your lead gen efforts will be, you'll definitely like the lead gen. So you got to get over the whole fear of video and advertising and all that stuff. If you can get over that fear or dislike, if you will, then YouTube ads is definitely a tech tactic that you have to start thinking about as quick as possible. Not just start thinking about it. You have to start implementing as quickly as possible. Because here's the thing I do know about everything that we talked about right now. The moment when you start not thinking about it, your competitors are, it's coming time and time again. This is why I do this show, because I want to educate you before that, you're my audience. All right. So I'm educating you before your competitor catch wind of it. A lot of them are not doing none of this stuff. So that's to your advantage. So if you start doing it, the quicker that you start doing it, the better for you in your practice. Okay. It has a high view rate, right? And again, it's very, very targeted when it comes to YouTube ads. And there are a couple of things that we can employ here that is very difficult to discuss here on this podcast. Because you guys hear my voice, but I can't hear your voice. I don't know the questions that you have. So that being said, if you do have any questions, give us a call. 888-416-7752. Schedule some time with me. And let's get the ball rolling on your marketing. Speaking of that, if you know of anyone, if you are an attorney, or if you know of an attorney that could use this type of advice, I would ask you to please forward them this episode and have them register. Have them subscribe to whatever channel they're listening to, whether it be an Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, doesn't matter. Whatever their favorite platform of choice of podcasting is, have them subscribe. That way they will be always, or you yourself will be always notified when I come up with a different episode. Okay, so with that, folks, I'm going to put an end to this episode. This has been Frank Deming, the local business guy. Take care and bye for now. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes. or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.